When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is We Have Options, hosted by me, personal finance expert Dominique Broadway. I left my career as a financial advisor to the 1% to help the 99% build generational wealth. No matter who you are, you have options, and I am here to help you turn those options into dollar signs. So I'm going to be traveling for the next 2 weeks for my birthday and doing some fun speaking engagements. So I won't be able to give you the weekly roundup, but I wanted to tell you what companies I am watching for the rest of the month when it comes to earnings. But first, last week, I walked my producer Morgan through purchasing her very first stock option. So I know the suspense has probably been killing you a little bit. So let's check in. So Morgan, you there?
Hi.
How did it go?
It went so well. It was crazy because I just like, it was just a bizarre experience because truly like in the conversation, you were like, let's look at Riot. And I was like, great, what is Riot? And then like, long story short, I ended up texting you and being like, Riot is up 77%. My option is up 77%. What do I do?
And you're like, I am officially Warren Buffett now. I was like, okay. I was cracking up.
Yeah, it just really made me feel like a lot more confident to get a win, I guess. Mm-hmm. And to feel like, you know, I feel like I still have a lot to learn, obviously, Just having a first win is really motivating. But to look at the actual numbers, so we bought two contracts of Riot. It was a $5 call. Mm-hmm. And it was a $27 per contract. Mm-hmm. And then I sold it for $44 per contract, which ended up being like 61% return.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And it was cool too, to be like, I didn't spend a lot of money and, and like, I could have bought more contracts and have made more money, but it was also cool on the flip side, just to see that like, I didn't actually have to put in a lot of money to do something that feels pretty advanced.
And I love that too, because, you know, it was exciting because like, to get such a large return, 67% is awesome. Right. And so that's why obviously practicing risk management is important. We'll talk about that in a second, you know, making sure you're not risking too much, but just seeing that money, if you had that sitting in your checking account, your savings account would have earned maybe a penny, you know, and instead you ended up getting 67% return. So that's why I love investing so much. Cause if you are able to practice risk management, you can make your money grow a lot quicker versus if you just have it sitting there.
Yeah. And that's a good point that I forgot to mention. I made that return in like 3 hours.
Yeah.
It was nuts. So anyway, very excited to learn more. And thank you so much for teaching me how to do that. I never would have felt like I knew enough to do it without you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And congratulations. Like, I wish I could, we should almost include screenshots of the text. You were like, oh my gosh, I'm officially Warren Buffett. Wall Street's going to be knocking down my door. I was like, Morgan, okay, hold on. Right. So, but that was really, really exciting. And congratulations again on that win. Hopefully that is the first of many, many, many wins for you. And I'm very confident that it will be. All right. So now, as I promised, I'm going to tell you about what companies I'll be watching for the rest of the month. And January is my favorite month of the year because it's my birthday month, but there are some amazing companies, and actually some of my favorite companies are going to be releasing earnings this month. Okay. So with that being said, before we do that, let's talk a little bit about earnings, right? So earnings can be complicated. And this is the interesting thing. So I like to say, you know, investing, there's a lot of different ways that you can, or I say plays that you can do when it comes to investing or trading options, right? And one of the plays is what we call the earnings play, right? So anticipating, do we think this company is going to hit their earnings mark, exceed it, not hit it, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the companies that recently, and there's been a few of them, but one of the companies recently that we were all excited about and really thinking was going to just beat their earnings because they had been doing so well fourth quarter was Delta Airlines, actually one of my favorite airlines. And Delta Airlines beat their analyst expectations in the fourth quarter, but they announced that they were disappointed in guidance, or as we can say, like confidence for the upcoming quarter. And so a lot of times in a situation like this, especially for new traders, you're like, wait a minute, what in the world just happened? We know that Delta did good. We know they beat their earnings and their profits were absolutely insane, but their stock did exactly opposite of what we thought it would do. And it fell. Right? Instead of increasing. And it fell because Delta did say, hey, we did great last quarter, but we don't know about next quarter because of the economy and blah, blah, blah. And we're like, oh my gosh. Honestly, I hate when they do that. I'm like, listen, let's just celebrate the wins from last quarter. We don't need to put no damper on the news talking about the upcoming quarter, which triggered the stock to fall. Right? And so it fell as much as 7.8% Friday morning when they announced their earnings, which absolutely sucked, right? So that's why it's really important a lot of times to make sure that when you're doing your research, not just anticipating if you think the stock will go up and down based on the earnings, but also thinking like, what could this company potentially do the next quarter? So that's also really important, okay? So this is also why I tell my students never to put more than 5% of the available cash in their brokerage account into one single trade. If you do this, this will truly allow you to not have to expose yourself to huge losses, right? Because this Delta trade, for example, did end up turning into losses, but actually this week Delta Airlines is starting to go back up. So we'll be able to recapture some of those gains, but we'll still probably end up with this being a negative trade because some of these options are expiring this week, okay? So with that being said, I want to just quickly go over a few of the things that we're looking out for this week. Actually, another company really quickly that did that to us was Disney. Oh my gosh, we were all pissed with Disney. I'm not going to lie. A few months ago, Disney's earnings came out and they were amazing, right? All the parks are reopened. So people are excited to be back outside. Disney's earnings did absolutely phenomenal. They just hit like new records, but then they announced that they did not think they were going to do well the following quarter. And it caused the stock to like completely just tank. All right. And so that can be a little frustrating, which is also, like I said, why we like to use other strategies such as strangles and straddles when you get a little bit more advanced. And we'll talk about that in a future episode. But that's also why I say practicing risk management and never risking more than 5% of the available cash, not the total count amount, but the amount, 5% of the available cash in one trade. Okay. All right. Now let's get on to what we're watching for the rest of the month. So here are some of the amazing companies, which are some of my favorite companies that I'm looking out for the rest of the month. And you guys should be too. So we are keeping our eyes on Verizon. All right. Johnson & Johnson, Tesla. As you guys know, Tesla has been a bit of a victim of Elon Musk's tweets. And because he is not just doing a great job of managing Twitter, it's actually starting to affect Tesla. And some of his board of directors are like, get him out of here. So this is going to be really interesting to see how those earnings play out. Tesla, we have coming up, NASDAQ, ADP, which is one of the leading payroll providers, Nokia, Comcast, American Express, one of my favorite credit cards, Chevron, Spotify, that should be really, really, really interesting as well. Sony, Estee Lauder, McKesson, which is a pharmaceutical company. So that's going to be interesting too, just kind of seeing like with all the vaccines and things of that nature. So there's tons of companies and tons of opportunities over throughout the rest of the month and over the next few weeks as we are ending out January. So this should be a fun month to see how these earnings are doing. And also, like I said, tons of opportunities throughout the rest of the month. So I would like to end off with one of my favorite money mantras. And that is, I am wealthy in more than one way. I repeat, I am wealthy in more than one way. And as we're all focusing on making money and trading, this is all great. But please remember that we are wealthy in more ways than just money. We are wealthy because we're healthy. We are wealthy because we are surrounded, hopefully, by people that love and care about you. And we are wealthy because we are still here and breathing and on this earth. And that means that we have tons of opportunities to still bring any of our dreams to reality.
We Have Options is a production of Money News Network. We Have Options is written and hosted by me, Dominique Broadway. Our executive producer is Morgan Lavoie.